Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am V.C. Pramod with the news at 9. The headlines. Government approves mission for Atmanirbharta in pulses worth 11,440 crore rupees from 2025 to 31. CCEA gives nod to opening of 57 new Kendra Vidyalayas across the country. Cabinet also clears 3% hike in DA to central government employees and DR to pensioners. Home Ministry sanctions projects worth over 4,600 crore rupees across 9 states to make India disaster resilient. At least 11 people killed in lightning strikes across Uttar Pradesh over the past 24 hours. US government shutdown begins amid political deadlock, hits key services and delays salaries of thousands of workers. Death toll in the Philippines due to 6.9 magnitude earthquake reaches 69. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expresses grief over widespread damage. Indian batsmen Abhishek Sharma and bowler Varun Chakravarti top ICC men's T20 international rankings. The Union Cabinet has approved the Mission for Atmanirbharta in Pulses, a landmark initiative aimed at boosting domestic production and achieving self-sufficiency in pulses. Briefing media after the Cabinet meeting in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the mission will be implemented over a six-year period from 2025 to 2031 with a financial outlay of 11,440 crore rupees.
11,440 crore rupees ke.
With a total outlay of 11,440 crore, we have launched a new mission to achieve self-reliance or Atmanirbharta in pulses. Over the next 6 years, several initiatives will be undertaken under this mission. First, we will focus on increasing productivity. Second, we aim to expand the area under pulse cultivation. And third, we will work on strengthening the entire value chain.
Complete value chain pe kaam karna.
Mr. Vaishnav also informed that the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, has given its nod to the opening of 57 new Kendra Vidyalayas across the country with an outlay of more than 5,862 crore rupees.
Desh bhar mein 57 new Kendriya Vidyalaya khole jayenge.
57 new Kendriya Vidyalayas will be set across the country. Of these, 20 will be established in districts where no Kendriya Vidyalaya currently exists, 14 in aspirational districts, and 4 in districts affected by left-wing extremism. In addition, 5 Kendriya Vidyalayas will be opened in hilly areas and the northeast region. These new schools are expected to benefit 87,000 students and will also create 4,600 additional teaching posts.
4,600 additional teacher posts isse create hogi.
The minister also informed that the government has also cleared 3% hike in DNS allowance DA to central government employees and DNS relief DR to pensioners.
We congratulate all our central government employees and pensioners as the DNS allowance has been revised to 58% effective from July 1st this year. This revision will directly benefit 49 lakh employees and 69 lakh pensioners. State government employees are also expected to gain from this central level revision in DA. On average, every central government employee and pensioner will receive an additional 10,084 rupees per year due to this revision.
In other major decisions, the CCEA has approved the increase in the minimum support price MSP for all mandated Rabi crops for marketing season 2026-27. The CCEA has also cleared the widening and improvement of existing highway to 4-lane of Kalibor-Numaligarh section of NH-715 in Assam. On government's approval of Mission for Atmanirbharta in Pulse, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the historic initiative will not only increase pulse production, but will also strengthen the government's commitment towards achieving self-sufficiency. Mr. Modi, in a social media post, said the government is leaving no stone unturned to ensure the well-being of the farmers across the country. Prime Minister Modi also termed the establishment of 57 new Kendriya Vidyalayas a landmark step in expanding access to quality education. A high-level committee under the chairmanship of Union Home Minister Amit Shah has approved a number of mitigation, recovery and reconstruction projects having total outlay of over 4,645 crore rupees. It will benefit 9 states of Assam, Kerala, Madhya Pradesh, Odisha, Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, Chhattisgarh and Andhra Pradesh. The Union Home Ministry said the move is a step towards realizing Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of disaster-resilient India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh, RSS, has been synonymous with patriotism and service since its inception. Mr. Modi was addressing the centenary celebrations of the RSS in New Delhi today. He emphasized that one of the most significant contributors of the RSS over its 100-year journey has been awakening self-awareness and pride among diverse sections of society.
अपने 100 वर्ष की इस यात्रा में संघ का एक बड़ा काम ये रहा है उसने समाज के अलग अलग वर्गों में आत्मबोध जगाया स्वाभिमान जगाया और इसके लिए संघ देश के उन क्षेत्रों में भी कार्य करता रहा है जो दुर्गम है जहां पहुंचना सबसे कठिन है हमारे देश में लगभग 10 करोड़ आदिवासी भाई बहन है जिनके कल्याण के लिए संघ लगातार प्रयासरत है सेवा भारती विद्या भारती एकल विद्यालय वनवासी कल्याण आश्रम
On this occasion, the Prime Minister also released a specially designed commemorative postage stamp and coin highlighting the RSS's contribution to the nation. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at @AIRNewsAlerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in. And download the News on AIR app. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, has revised its GDP growth estimates for the current fiscal to 6.8%. It has also projected inflation at 2.6% for the current financial year, lower than the earlier estimate. In August this year, the RBI had projected a 6.5% GDP growth rate for the financial year 2025-26, along with an inflation forecast of 3.1%. However, RBI has kept the interest rates unchanged. RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra announced the fourth bi-monthly policy of the current fiscal in Mumbai today. Meanwhile, stock market has responded positively to the RBI's bi-monthly policy announcement. The Sensex gained 716 points to close at 80,983, while Nifty added 225 points to settle at 24,836. The India-European Free Trade Association, EFTA, Trade and Economic Partnership Agreement, TEPA, came into effect from today. The agreement was signed on the 10th of March last year in New Delhi. TEPA is India's FTA with 4 developed European nations, including Iceland, Liechtenstein, Norway and Switzerland. The Ministry of Commerce and Industry in a statement said that agreement offers binding commitment of $100 billion investment in India in the next 15 years. GST Bachat Utsav, announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and launched on the 22nd of last month, is benefiting all sections of society. The next generation GST reforms represent a significant step towards simplifying India's indirect tax system. The reforms are bringing substantial relief to citizens by reducing the tax rate on various goods and services. Today, our correspondent brings a report on the GST cut on handmade products.
Under the next generation GST reforms, the government has reduced the tax on handmade items, giving a significant relief to consumers and artisans. The GST on handmade bags like pouches, purses and jewelry box made up of cotton and jute have been slashed from 12% to 5%. Similarly, the tax rate on hand-embroidered shawls, knitted hats and textile caps have been reduced to 5%. The tax cut will make handicraft products cheaper, increase demand and boost export. At the same time, it will support India's handicraft sector by boosting demand and providing direct benefit to artisans. This step aims to support rural livelihood, protect age-old craft, and make these essential and culturally significant products more affordable. With Soumya Sharan, Dilnashi Arzu, Akashwani News, Delhi.
guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Akashwani News brings for our listeners a special series, Seva Parv. In today's episode, we take a look at how the Narendra Modi government has extended support beyond borders, making India a trusted friend and first responder in times of global crisis.
Under Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India has been the first responder to crisis beyond its borders. In the past 5 years, India has provided humanitarian assistance and disaster relief to over 150 countries. Addressing a community event in Nigeria, Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke about India's role as a first responder during crisis.
साथियों, दुनिया में कोई भी मुश्किल आती है, तो भारत विश्व बंधु के तौर पर फर्स्ट रिस्पोंडर बनकर वहां पहुंचता है.
During the COVID-19 crisis, India launched the vaccine Maitri initiative as a testament to its human-centric diplomacy. From Operation Ganga in Ukraine to Operation Kaveri in Sudan and Operation Ajay in Israel, India has been swift, organized and inclusive, helping not only its own citizens but also foreigners. An evacuee who returned from Iran under Operation Sindhu recently said that he had full belief in the government despite being in a critical situation.
बहुत क्रिटिकल सिचुएशन में थे हम लोग, डरे हुए सहमे हुए भी थे, लेकिन हमें भारत सरकार से पूरी उम्मीद थी. वहाँ के एमएससी का हमको पूरा सहयोग मिला और हमारे को सारी सुविधाएं वहाँ से मुहैया कराई गई और भारत सरकार के द्वारा हमें पूरा सपोर्ट मिला और हम सब कुशल हमारे देश में वापस आ गए हैं.
Whether through diplomacy or humanitarian aid, India has crafted a new narrative. Through its response to crisis, India has emerged as a global friend, a Vishwa Bandhu.
In Uttar Pradesh, at least 11 people lost their lives while several others were injured in lightning strikes incidents across the state over the past 24 hours. More from our Lucknow correspondent.
Seven people, including father and son duo, died on a spot in different tehsils of Fatehpur district yesterday evening. All these people have taken shelter under the trees amidst heavy rain when lightning struck them. Three people died in Kannauj district, while one more person lost his life due to lightning in Shravasti. Many regions of the state are witnessing heavy rain from last 24 hours, which has not only disrupted the normal life but also caused heavy damage to paddy and potato crop. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
In the United States, a federal government shutdown has begun following a political deadlock after Congress failed to pass a temporary funding bill before the end of the fiscal year. 7,50,000 federal workers now face unpaid furloughs with an estimated $400 million in lost wages per day. Essential services, including military operations, NASA space missions, air traffic control and social security payments will continue, but many federal agencies are scaling back operations. The death toll due to an earthquake that hit central Philippines has risen to 69. More than 150 people are injured following a powerful 6.9 magnitude earthquake that struck the coast city of Cebu in the Philippines' central Visayas region last night. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the loss of lives and widespread damage caused by the earthquake in the Philippines. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted the nation on the eve of Vijayadashami. In the message, the president expressed hope that the festival inspires everyone to build a society and country. President Murmu has paid tribute to father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, ahead of his 156th birth anniversary. India's rising star Abhishek Sharma has etched his name in cricketing history by achieving the highest ever rating among batters in the latest International Cricket Council ICC T20 international rankings issued today. The 25-year-old left-handed opener climbed to the top with a career-best rating of 931 points. After a stylish half-century during India's win over Sri Lanka at the recently concluded Asia Cup, in bowling, India's Varun Chakravarti retained his top spot, while India's Kuldeep Yadav, Pakistan's Shaheen Afridi and Bangladesh's Rishad Hussain made significant gains. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government approves mission for Atmanirbharta impulses worth 11,440 crore rupees from 2025 to 31. CCEA gives nod to opening of 57 new Kendriya Vidyalayas across the country. Cabinet also clears 3% hike in DA to central government employees and DR to pensioners. Home Ministry sanctions projects worth over 4,600 crore rupees across 9 states to make India disaster resilient. US government shutdown begins amid political deadlock. Indian batsman Abhishek Sharma and bowler Varun Chakravarti top ICC men's T20 international rankings. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.